In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the elevation of the cross. It's a major feast day, one of the 12 major feast days. And it is a great, glorious holiday. On one hand, it is glorious because at that time, the patriarch raised up the cross high because there were multitude of people gathered. They all wanted to not only to venerate, but at least just to see the cross, because the word spread around all the Christendom that the cross of the Lord was found. And so many people gathered together that it was very difficult for them to be able to approach it right away. Everybody wanted to see the cross. And so the patriarch raised the cross high, high above. And at that time, they were all saying, "Lord have mercy." And this is when we have a bishop serving in our church. And then they said, right of raising the cross. And as the bishop raises the cross, we saw that in the many times, of course, when we had, when we were in Lesna convent, we saw the bishop raising the cross, and the nuns were standing there with the, holy water, or water with the rose in it, rose water. And as the bishop was raising the cross, the choir was singing a special melody, the Lord have mercy, 40 times. As he was raising it, they were singing it, as the cross was coming down during that singing of the Lord have mercy. What does Lord have mercy mean? In the Gospodi Pomiluj, in Greek, how do you say it in Greek? Lord have mercy.
How do you say it?
In Greek.
Oh, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. You see? And so, in many different languages, and in English it says Lord have mercy. What does it mean, Lord have mercy? Well, we have to understand that we are all doomed because of our lack of love for the Lord. We can't even hold on to the Lord in our mind. And let's not even talk about the heart. The heart so many times is just filled with other things except for the Lord. And yet we have to keep the Lord in our heart. We have to walk before Him as the King David had written in the Psalms, that he walked before the Lord. And we have to learn to do that. This is the utmost importance for us. If we walk before the Lord, when we absolutely will cut down on any of the sins that we are committing, because we couldn't do it in front of Him. And especially when we recognize and remember His crucifixion, when we remember that He had died for our sins, and He had suffered for our sins on the cross, and then before that He had taken the sins upon Himself. He showed that love. And we know that if we love somebody, we don't want them to be hurt. We don't want them to suffer for us if we love someone. Now, if we love our Lord, absolutely, of course, we don't want Him to suffer for us. And if we cause Him the suffering when we didn't know it, well, it is one thing. But now that we know that He suffered for us and has and showed us the love that He has and was willing to die for us, and showed the compassion to us, and willing to forgive us, and forgave us everything that we've done in the past, we have to try to do everything possible for us not to commit these things over and over and over again, as to not to hurt our Lord. And the more we love the Lord, the more we're going to watch after ourselves and make sure that we walk in the purity of heart. What does it mean, purity of the heart? The pure heart sees God, says the Lord, and the beautiful beatitudes that He gave us. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So this is a wonderful, wonderful thing, to be able to see God. And of course we can see God in our prayer, through our prayer. We can see God when He enters into our heart, allows us to feel His presence. Then we see God, and joy overtakes us when we see God. And this is what we want to attain. If we are to make it to the kingdom of heaven, we have to know. We have to cleanse our heart. And there's no one and nothing can be more precious than the Lord in our heart. Our love, the first love, has to be up to our Lord. And then we go to the reading of the Gospel of today. The reading of the Gospel of today, of course, is was telling us, reminding us how the Lord stood before Pilate and how the Pilate had questioned him and the Lord didn't answer him first. And then he said, well, why don't you answer me? Don't you know I have the power over you and I have the power to put you to death or keep you alive? And of course the Lord says, you have no power over me unless it was given to you from on above. And he knew that the Father in heaven gave him the power to do that because he wanted to die for me and for you. And this is what we have to remember. We have to remember that he died for our sins and conquered by his death on the cross. He conquered hell, and this is why we use the sign of the cross. Let's not use the sign of the cross just by habit, because many times we just do it by habit. We just make a sign of the cross. We don't remember the suffering of the Lord. We don't remember what the Lord had done for us on the cross, and we don't understand where the power of the cross comes from. It comes from God's love to us, and from God shedding his blood, his precious blood on the cross. We're very fortunate because we have an actual piece of the royal of the cross of the Lord. And this is just overwhelming if we really think about it. That we can not only see it on a distance, but we can actually touch the cross of our Lord. And let our heart start to understand that this is love. This is God's love to us. The cross, what he showed on the cross, what he did on the cross, is all the expression of his love. It was a self-sacrificing love. As he himself said, that there is no greater love than when a person gives, or a man gives his life for his neighbor. And that's what he did. He gave his life for us because he loves us so much. And he wants us to follow in his footsteps. He tells us, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. Denying ourselves means not look for our own will. Let's look for the will of the Lord. Let's look for the will of God the Father. For the Lord, the last judgment, could tell us a terrible thing. He would say, be gone from me, I never knew you, because you did not fulfill the wish of my Father, even though you may have cried out to me, Lord and Lord, but I never knew you. And this is something we don't want to be falling into. So we must try to fulfill God's commandments, God's will. And we know his law is not difficult. So says St. John, the Apostle of Love, as he was nicknamed. And he said it's not difficult for Christians to obey God if we have one ingredient. So that is, if we love God. If we love God, then it's not difficult for us to be self-sacrificial in our love. As all the martyrs did, new martyrs, and all the martyrs, they showed that, and they had more love for the Lord than, of course, any love for their temporary being, or for their life here on this earth. And is the Lord calling all of us to do that, to give our life? Through the suffering and the martyrdom, not necessarily. It's only a few elect ones that he decided that he's going to give them the martyr's crown. Most of us have to go sacrifice our heart and our wills and ourselves to the fulfilling of God's commandments, living according to the gospel, and that will be sufficient. And then if the Lord chastises us as a father who loves his children and sends us terrible sicknesses or troubles, well, we have to bow down before that and we say, Lord, this is the cross you give me. I'm picking it up and I'm following you in thy footsteps. It needs to be even to walk over. This is what we have to try to, in our hearts, to once and for all settle. And keep that in our hearts. And so, and then whatever difficulties may befall us in this life, We will never be, in despondency. We will never be coming to a point where, why me, why to me, why couldn't I have an easier cross, or no, this cross is too much, I can't carry it. Well, the Lord knows how much we can carry. And He also promised us that if He gives us a cross that we cannot carry, He will be there, right there to help us to carry that, because He never departs from us. And so we venerate the cross, we sing a beautiful song to the cross. We had psalmery and we had readings yesterday venerating the cross, and of course the logics of a human being, of the temporary man, is that, well, why should we ever talk to the cross as if the cross was alive, and as if he had as we could bring a veneration to the, bring a glory to the cross, and all those things. Well, it's a spiritual way. We know that the symbol of the cross was used by the ancient times, as we heard yesterday, by Moses and by other prophets to fight off the enemy. And that's what we have to do. The symbol of the cross, of course, especially with the memory of the Christ crucified, and this one gives the strength to the symbol of the cross, the crucifixion of the Lord. May the Lord allow us to keep in our heart His suffering, and not to want for us to be a partakers, or not the partakers, but the cause of His suffering. Let us rather try to be partakers of the suffering that He endured for us, and maybe we can endure for our loved ones, and thus be able to fulfill God's law of mercy. For God the Father, that's all He's asking, is for that we be merciful. And the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, has told us to us, be perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. And He sends the sun and the rain upon the good and the evil, and sustains the life of the good and the evil. He never departs with His love from anyone. May the Lord teach us that, and that we'll find peace in our heart and be able to endure whatever the Lord sends us, and not only endure it, but without grumbling, but even with gratitude. I mean, you just put your